Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
If you're purchasing a home or refinancing your mortgage, call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
Deep right center field, giving chase is Reynolds. He's at the track. He looks up, and this one is gone. Seiya Suzuki with his second home run in the major leagues, going the opposite way, and the Cubs take the lead 1-0 over the Pirates.
Now Suzuki gets that pitch up and out over the plate, and after seeing Quintana go away from a lot of the right-handed hitters in this ballgame, as opposed to the report of him coming in a lot.
I've been calling Seiya my best friend. I'm really trying to establish that I'm his best friend here. He is hilarious. He is so funny. His translator toy is awesome. I think maybe they're going to catch me in the dugout one of these days. Whenever Seiya hits a homer, I'm picking Toy up and putting him on my shoulders because he's the happiest dude in the dugout.
That's Ian Happ, who joins Dan Bernstein every week right here on 670 The Score, talking about how fun it is to play with Seiya Suzuki. I like that, Hap, saying he's my best friend. I'm putting that out there. I'm establishing that. And now he picks up the translator. Seiya's translator puts him on his shoulders because he's so happy after every time that Seiya homers. Here's a little more from Hap with our Dan Bernstein talking about Suzuki.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot in there. He can be a little goofy at times. He has really good quips. And, like, it's funny because the delivery comes through Toy. So, you know, he'll make a joke to Toy, and then before Toy can translate, like, he has to let out a pretty hard laugh, and then he'll finally get to the joke for all of us. So there's an element of suspense there, too. Yeah, his delivery work is really impressive, too. The way he goes about his cage work, how meticulous he is. Like, it's really, really fun to watch.
See, that's the thing about the work in the cage. And personally, it's obviously working out very well in terms of, say, a Suzuki getting along with his teammates and stuff like that. But if you're watching him, here you go. He's the best player on the Cubs. It's easy to say this and see this. He is a terrific contact hitter with control of the strike zone so far. Now, adjustments are coming, and I have a hint as to what they are in a matter of moments when I get into some numbers about him. But he's very comfortable in right field. He's a good base runner. He's the best player on this team, and it shouldn't be a surprise. You know why? Because he was the best all-around player in Japan. Seiya Suzuki was a home run hitter who also won a batting title, won like five different gold gloves, once stole 25 bases in a season, in a very, very good league, was a five-tool, legit all-around outfielder. And now you're seeing him here, if you're watching these Cubs games, and you're seeing him be excellent. And he is excellent. He's the best player on this team already. Michael Cerami of Bleacher Nation just put out a whole bunch of numbers on Suzuki. And the numbers are about the velocity and the fastballs that Seiya Suzuki is seeing. Because here's the deal. Maybe you'll remember what the word was. I remember what the word was because I was out there in Mesa. Did I tell you guys I did some games? Did a couple games.
You might have mentioned it.
Whoa, is that fun. But anyway, when I was out there, I was talking to Ron Coomer and others like, well, has he been overwhelmed by velocity? Because that's what we heard was going to be the issue, that he was to be overwhelmed by velocity. And no, he didn't have that. That wasn't happening. And you maybe you remember how it went, that there were some bad at-bats and some bad swings. He was high up in the order. Then they moved him down to six and got a little more comfortable for whatever reason and started hitting some home runs, and then the other hits have come. And now, like, everything's there. Seiya Suzuki is having a really impressive all-around offensive start here. And so far, it's been really good, what we have seen from Suzuki. He's hitting .409.
It's been nice.
Yeah.
And it's like you mentioned, obviously we knew the patience was going to translate. We knew the low swing out of the strike zone rate was going to stay. That was going to all translate over. It was whether or not can this guy hit and consistently hit and show that power. We're saying so far, I mean, the contact's there. He's been able to, I mean, that double he crushed a couple last night just smoked straight to center field. Like, you see it now. Like, this guy is already an elite hitter.
Well, and the adjustment is coming because what Cerami points out with the big pile of numbers that he put out there in terms of, you know, his swing and miss percentage and swinging outside the zone. As you say, he's not swinging outside the zone. He's not getting fooled to the point that he's chasing way outside the zone, which is amazing. And that speaks to strike zone control, speaks to patience and confidence and the eye and everything like that. But he is seeing more fastballs than most people. So he's seeing 56% fastballs. The rest of the hitters in baseball are seeing 48.7%. So he's seeing more. He's seeing fastballs at an average velocity of 94.1. Average velocity that other fastballs, other hitters are seeing is 93.5. So pitchers are going after him with lots of fastballs and lots of velocity because that's what they heard, just like we did, was going to be an issue. It's not an issue. So now is when we will see, maybe not right now, but sometime in the next week, they're going to start throwing him a lot more junk, a lot more sliders, curveballs, changeups, stuff out of the zone or right on the edges of the zone. But either way, fewer fastballs. The number of fastballs he sees now are going to plummet. They're going to try and challenge him with the other stuff and see if he can adjust. And there will be an adjustment because the numbers against that other stuff won't stay this good. Spoiler alert, he's not going to hit .409 this year. Probably not going to do that. Probably not going to have a 273 weighted runs created plus, which he has right now. The average is 100, by the way. 100 is the average for a major league player. His is at 273. Trust me, it's outrageous so far at this point. That's not going to be the case. But he is the best player on that team, and it's really, really fun to see. 670 The Score is what you're listening to. It's Matt Spiegel here with you. You know, I had the good fortune on was it Thursday? No, I guess it was Tuesday. It was much earlier in the week. Tuesday, to go to the White Sox home opener and hang out at the Parkins and Spiegel tailgate. Shane Reardon had the Blackstone Grill out there in Lot B. Maybe some of you are out there tailgating right now at Guaranteed Rate or headed out that way for a tailgate, and maybe you have suffered through, say, a Suzuki conversation to still listen to some White Sox conversation here. But I don't bring up the tailgate to talk White Sox. I bring up the tailgate to talk just how blessed we are in this town to have two completely different options and atmospheres for baseball games and home ballpark hangs before the game. I mean, the tailgate scene is so good at Guaranteed Rate. We were there in Lot B for several hours before the game. The vibes were so good. Everybody was so damn happy to be able to be out there in full again. I hope that's been the case this weekend. There are very few tailgate scenes across the country that can rival how it is at Guaranteed Rate for a White Sox game. The Brewers have a great tailgate scene. The Phillies have a very good tailgate scene. The Royals have a pretty good one in Kansas City from time to time, but they don't really draw often like you need to. But man, that White Sox scene was so, so special. And I had a blast because look, here we are, home of the Cubs, but and happily so. But man, I love going to both ballparks, and I had so much fun. I rode a divvy bike there from my home and parked the divvy bike. It was one of the electric ones. You can just lock it up to itself and pay the extra $2. Put it right there next to a tree by the lot. Took me 12 minutes to get from my house to the lot. And then after the game, I went and the bike was there. So I just grabbed it and took me another 12 minutes to get back home, just biking through neighborhoods, biking through Bridgeport and then Chinatown and then the South Loop. Totally comfortable and a happy experience. And my goodness, take advantage of it. It's a really good team, obviously. So if you are a baseball fan who has thought about doing it or you haven't done it in a while, if you're a Cub fan who enjoys the neighborhood hang, because look, the Wrigleyville hang with the neighborhood and bouncing from bar to bar is very special. And now right there at Gallagher Way, that is very special. But they're both special. It's really, really cool. And if you get a chance, you get invited or you know people who are doing it, invite yourself. Bring a six-pack and contribute. Go do a tailgate on the south side. I had a great, great time.
It's a lot of fun. And I know you and I are both Cub fans, and so we're not necessarily going out there tailgating a ton. But the few times I have these last couple of years, it's been a great time.
Yeah, and the truth is, Sean, I'm born and raised a Red Sox fan, blessed with some objectivity here. Yeah, like, that's why I know Freddie Lynn in 1975.
See, I was going to say the Lynn stuff makes sense now.
Come on now. Yeah, I mean, I could give you my – you haven't asked. Nobody's asked for my baseball bona fides, but someday.
We'll get them.
Someday we'll get them. But, like, yeah, no, of course I gravitated to the Cubs when I got here because Cubs-Red Sox thing makes all the sense in the world. But I genuinely love great baseball, and I love when the teams are good. I love when the teams are interesting. That is what I love. And right now, actually, two interesting teams. One who's really, really good, and that is the White Sox. At the AAA level, they're using some of the rules. The pitch clock is there at AA and at AAA. And some of the other pace of play rules are happening at different levels. Second base being moved in just a little bit has happened. You've got the bigger bases on the big league level. That's happening now. Nobody's noticed. You've got the universal DH on the big league level. Anybody worried about that or say, you know, boy, I miss not having a DH? No, like even some of the purists and the traditionalists have to be, you know, noticing how little they notice it. Perhaps is a way of saying it, but saw this cross my timeline earlier and wanted to hear it. This is Wes Helms, the manager of Charlotte, the Charlotte Knights, the White Sox AAA team, talking about pace of play with the pitch clock, what he has seen, what he has experienced so far in the AAA level.
It's less real fast. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're over there trying to put on signs, talk to the third base runner, do this, do that. Next thing you know, you look up, there's 2 seconds left. So it's an adjustment. We'll adjust to it, but it is fast. I mean, it's I get what they're trying to do, but, you know, sometimes, you know, if a hitter or pitcher wants to just regather themselves, you know, they don't have that chance to now. So it's that's going to be an adjustment, but it is fast.
Yeah, and I was talking to one of the guys, I think it was Mark today, and he said, you know, guys just don't want the game to speed up on them. Sometimes you got to step out of the box and just collect yourself. And
well, it goes away from everything we teach these guys, you know, especially me and CJ playing the big leagues. You know, one of the hardest things to do is slow the game down.
Right.
Especially once things start to, you know, speed up and get out of control, you got to take a step back. We can't do that. And a hitter can't step back. And, you know, he might be getting a quick pitch or something. He wants to just call timeout. And, you know, I might want to put on a whole pick or a whole pitch with the pitcher. Can't do that. So it's one of those things where, you know, there's just things we're used to. And like I told, you know, Adam out there tonight when I went out there, when he was talking to Kay, he was like, look, it's going to be an adjustment. There's going to be a lot of this for a while, and it's going to be like a soap opera out here. So, you know, everybody means well, but we'll adjust to it. I think after 2 or 3 weeks here, nobody will even think twice about it.
That is Wes Helms, manager in Charlotte, talking about CJ. That is the hitting coach, Chris Johnson, he's talking about. And how he has been telling his players for years that you got to adjust to the speed, but you can take your time, breathe deep, and do what you think you need to do to get comfortable. And he's having a little trouble watching the young players do it. Yeah, that's going to happen. When MLB gets the pitch clock, and it will be coming, there will be some pushback. There'll be some pushback from some people who miss what they've been able to do historically in taking their time and resetting their own internal clocks. There'll be some people who miss that. That is for sure. The Adam he's referring to there is Adam Haseley, the outfielder from the Phillies organization, who he is now coaching down there. But interesting. That's a little precursor of what it's going to sound like, what it's going to feel like when MLB gets the pitch clock going on in there. Speaks here with you on 670 The Score. We will take some more of your phone calls towards the end of the hour if you have them. But in a moment, our guy Chris Kampka will tie the room together for Camp Connected next on 670 The Score.
Follow the Cubs at home and on the go with the Odyssey app. Listen to pregame coverage, Chicago Cubs play-by-play, Cubs podcasts, and more. Download the app today to get started. Odyssey, AUDACY.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-KRS-4KIDS.
Hey, it's Danny Parkins here. If you're in the market for windows, then you need to call Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They make and install all their own custom products. I just had my windows done, and they are fantastic. Check out his reviews at ChicagoWindowGuys.com. The highest quality custom windows and doors, lifetime warranty on parts and labor, the best prices, fast service. Call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060 and get a free quote direct from the owner.
ChicagoWindowGuys.com.
For dependability in your starters, alternators, and power steering products, look no further than your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. We stock a complete line of quality Genco brand starters, alternators, and power steering products that meet or exceed OEM standards. Just ask for Genco at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
The playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code BERN. Once again, that's the first four letters of my last name, BERN. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, you get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win.
FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA and The Score. 21 plus, present in Illinois. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new, because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
It's time to roll out the red carpet for, well, new carpet. Right now at the Home Depot, choose from hundreds of styles and colors from top brands. Plus, get free installation. So whether you want to brighten up your bedroom, add a little more cushion to your living room, or, yes, add some VIP flair to your hallway, you can get the perfect carpet to match your mood with free installation from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Circle up, team. We've got status.
Evelyn's marketing consultancy client roster is skyrocketing.
Okay, so this week is a biggie. We've got the pitch and three client meetings.
She needs another analyst before her team's free time plummets.
Who's running the competitive analysis on fruit snacks?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in schools.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
See for ABC.com for details. Can your AC handle the heat of the upcoming season? With ABC, buy an AC, get your furnace free. Plus, pay as low as $57 a month and get next day installation. Visit for ABC.com and consider it done.
Hey people, it's Kenny Mayne here reporting live from a Caesars Sportsbook commercial. Caesar hath decreed that when you bet your first $50, you get a $250 Uber Eats gift card. Quite a deal for your first bet. Use code RADIOEAT at sign up.
Must be 21 and physically present in Illinois. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wagers only that have minimum amounts of minus $200. $250 gift card redemption code accepts. Redeem gift card will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hit and run Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. to noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Here we go. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Hear me out. Stumble, you might fall.
Damn right the man's got a theme song. Hit and run on Sunday mornings. The Sultan of Stat from NBC Sports Chicago is our friend, the man Chris Kamka, who loves baseball as much as me. Maybe more. How do we have a battle to see who loves baseball more, Chris? I mean, I think you might be more active in your love for baseball, just in terms of the volume of things you do. But we'll figure that out. A love off, if you will. That sounds like great radio, doesn't it?
Hey, love off is better than other things. Like, you know, let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But it would be fun.
Yeah. Better than a hate off. That's for damn sure. But Chris will be here every week and will help us with a thought on the White Sox and a thought on the Cubs that occasionally ties the room together like a good area rug. What you got, sir? What's on your mind?
Well, today we're taking both teams and kind of putting them in the same note. And we're going to look at a couple of Chicago players through the lens of expected weighted on base average. XWOBA, XWOBA.
Okay.
For some of us.
All right.
So it's pretty much what that is. Let me break it down like this. You start with on base average or on base percentage, right? It measures how often you get on base. Then you take it a step further to weighted on base average, and that measures how the player gets on base in addition to just how often. So, you know, a home run is more valuable than a triple, which is more valuable than a double, which is more valuable than the single. So that weights that in there. Now, when you go to expected weighted on base average, that takes it to the next level, incorporating exit velocity and launch angle, the quality of your contact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at. And if you look at the top three in the majors so far in that category of qualified hitters, you have two Chicago players.
All right.
Number one.
Hold on. So this is the full stat, or this is expected? This is the full stat you're giving us, the top
yeah.
three hitters. Okay.
Expected weighted on base average.
Okay.
That's what we're measuring today.
Okay. I'm going to dumb it down one more little bit. So when Chris says weighted, or expected, on base average, he mentioned exit velocity. So he's talking about like hard hit balls. He's talking about.
Yeah.
Right. So like maybe it didn't work out that they got on base because of excellent defense or a quality shift or something like that. But damn it, they hit it hard and they deserve to have a number work out in their favor. That's what we're talking about.
Exactly, Matt. We're not looking at the results. We're taking a look at the process.
Yes.
That's what we're doing here.
Okay.
So. Number one in the majors is Matt Olson with the Braves, who is just clobbering everything. Maybe the home run power isn't there. He had two home runs, but he's got 14 hits and 11 walks. He's always on base. So that makes sense.
Yep.
Number two, also, you would guess, might be Seiya Suzuki, who he's second.
Wow.
He's got a 508 expected weighted on-base average. And, I mean, you've seen the results. Three homers, 10 RBIs, he's got 9 hits, 7 walks. And the secret to his sauce is 31.3 barrel percentage. So that's second in the majors, only to Giancarlo Stanton. Now, a barrel is when you make the perfect combination of launch angle and exit velocity that gets you numbers that would pull an average of about 500 batting average and a 1,500 slugging.
Hmm.
That's what a barrel gets you. So that's how hard you hit. That's the quality of a barrel. And he's second in barrel percentage, which is fuel to his 508 weighted on base average, which is second in the majors. Now, the guy who's third is a guy who you would not expect to be there, and it's Jose Abreu,
wow.
507. The results haven't been there yet. He's hitting 200. His on base is 273. He's slugging 367. He finally got that first homer of the season yesterday. But he is leading the majors in average exit velocity so far this season,
wow.
at 98.7. He's beating, and Giancarlo Stanton, who is pretty much the god of the stat, is second. So
wow.
he's hitting everything hard. Even if it's right at somebody, the results aren't there yet. But if you look at the way he's going about it and the way he's doing it so far, you should expect the numbers to be in line with what he normally puts up.
That is amazing. I didn't realize that he was hitting it that hard and being largely that unlucky over this last stretch. I think he was 0 for 14, or he was definitely 0 for 12 over the 3 days, and then maybe 0 for 13 before the home run yesterday. That's amazing. So ain't nothing wrong with Jose Abreu. And when his production comes back in, then the offense should take a big step forward.
Yep, I see it. And then looking at expected batting average and expecting slugging, maybe you're more familiar with those stats. Well, his expected batting average based on the quality of his contact is 335. His expected slugging percentage is 860.
Whew.
So that, you know, that's putting it in another term of some stats you might be more familiar with. That's what he should have according to the quality of his contact so far.
Wow, that's pretty remarkable. It's a really impressive team. You know what I loved? I love Yasmani Grandal just like being, okay, we need a run. Why don't I just shorten up and hit to this giant hole on the left side to drive in Luis Robert yesterday for that run towards the end of the game? That was beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's a good hitter. He does what he needs to do. He's going to draw his walks. That hasn't come up at a will. And he shows he can make the contact you need to drive in the runs. I mean, it's not going to be all in home runs. But, I mean, the White Sox sure do better when they do hit home runs. But, yeah, Grandal's another guy. Slow start last year. You saw how he finished.
Yep.
And so, you know, he'll be good.
Good stuff. Chris Kempka, thank you so much, man. I know you got to work the ball game. Go ahead. We appreciate you.
All right, Spiegs, just let me know when that love-off is going to be.
We'll schedule it as soon as I figure out how to do it. Thank you, Chris.
All right.
That's Chris Kempka joining us right here on 670 The Score on Hit and Run. Wow, and that's cool because Abreu's numbers were not great over the course of a few games there, but he's been hitting the ball hard, and there is some quantified evidence of that. We got some phone lines that are open for you to talk baseball, Cubs and or White Sox on both sides of town. Interesting teams, worthy of some discussion. Want to know what you think. What are you worried about? What are you enjoying, etc. At 312-644-6767. That is the phone number. Matt Spiegel is me. I'm here with you on Hit and Run towards the top of the hour. Big day on the score. After us, it'll be CBS Sports Radio. And then after that, starting around 1:30, Cubs pregame for their early afternoon tilt, Colorado time, against the Colorado Rockies. And after that game, it will be the Bulls and the Bucks in a basketball game that will be right here on the score. The first Bulls playoff game since what? 2017, I do believe. Bulls make the playoffs. And now we'll get the Bucks this evening. But coming up before then on our air, as I mentioned, Cubs and Rockies. Drew Smyly gets the start for the Cubs against Austin Gomber of the Rockies. Lots of good hitters on that Colorado team. And before that, it'll be the White Sox and the Rays as they wrap up their series. That'll be at 1:10 Central. Vince Velasquez, his second start against J.P. Fireisen of Tampa, who will start, and who the hell knows how many pitchers they will use. They use a lot in Tampa Bay. They always do. As I look at the team stats around the game, you know why you might be enjoying watching both these teams? Because they're not striking out a lot. The Cubs have just 61 strikeouts through eight games. That puts them fifth in all of baseball in terms of the least amount of strikeouts. The Cardinals have the fewest at 44, but they've only played seven games. Then it's a host of teams who've played eight games. The White Sox have the fewest strikeouts of any team in baseball who has played eight games. They've got 50 Ks. So both the Sox and the Cubs are playing a brand of ball where they're not striking out a lot.
That's the most mind-blowing stat for me for the White Sox. They swung and missed so much last year. That's a complete, I mean, that's a sign your hitters are maturing, but also like just a sign of an offense that's looking to score some runs here later.
Well, you're seeing a bunch of different hitters who have seemingly taken a step forward in terms of maturity and approach. Eloy Jimenez, I'm looking at you. And, you know, he has had some very good at-bats and made some contact, beat out an infield single that was helpful during the course of the week. You have, and that was when he drove in Luis Robert after Robert stole two bases. And Luis Robert, I am looking at you in terms of cutting down on the swing and the miss. 50 strikeouts for the White Sox. That is the best of any team that has played eight games. Mentioned Eloy Jimenez. Eloy yesterday had his 100th career extra base hit. There are 12 active players under the age of 25 with at least 100 career extra base hits. These are very productive young players. It's an outrageous list, truth be told. And Ronald Acuna Jr. is on that list. Ozzie Albies, who's just a stud on Atlanta, is on that list. Yordan Alvarez of the Astros. Bo Bichette of Toronto. Rafael Devers, one of the best hitters in the game, of the Red Sox. Vlad Guerrero Jr. Juan Soto. Fernando Tatis Jr. Gleyber Torres, on the strength of some real good years a couple of years ago, needs to find it again. Kyle Tucker, the excellent young hitter of the Astros. Austin Riley of the Braves, who broke out last year. And Eloy Jimenez. Those are your 12 active players under the age of 25 with at least 100 career extra base hits. Remarkable. In terms of on-base percentage, the Cubs are second in all of baseball with a .358 on-base percentage. Number one is the Mets. Man, I was wanting the Mets to be bad. I got to admit, I really was. I wanted Steve Cohen's absurd spending to be unrewarded like a Steinbrenner heyday, a George Steinbrenner heyday. Is that wrong? Sometimes I really don't like the gigantic, evil, big market behemoths who just buy whatever they want. So I was kind of hoping for the Mets to be bad, but they've not been bad. Even without Jacob DeGrom, they've not been bad. So the Mets have the best on-base percentage in baseball. The Cubs, the second best. It's pretty remarkable. Let's go to the phone lines. Talk to Rich in Old Town on 670 The Score. Rich, you're on Hit and Run. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good afternoon or whatever it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Matt, there's a reason I was telling Sean this. He probably told you the off-the-air joke, which I won't repeat. He'll tell you on the trivia.
Okay.
Just ask him about that one. You'll have it's a great bar trivia question. That's a joke that I got set up on.
Okay.
And so, but anyway, I got two things. One, and I told Sean this, I think the problem in this town is easy to define, both on the north side and the south side, and it's a Hendrix problem. And that's not Jimi Hendrix. That's the two pitchers. And I looked up some stats. But before I go on here, I meant to tell you this. I'm older, so I go back to the Boston days of Dwight Evans, Rice, Yastrzemski, Hobson, and Teon.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, those days, I was born in Boston. I've been a Red Sox fan my whole life. I lived here 23 years, but I'm kind of an American leaguer. I go see the Sox when they play American League teams. But anyway, I know Butch Hobson very well. I played football against him. He played at Alabama.
Yeah, he did. Played for Bear Bryant at Alabama. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was the backup, believe it or not. He was the backup for Richard Todd.
The future New York Jets quarterback. All right, Rich, we could do this all day, but keep going on your Hendrixes.
Yeah, I will. Just the quick stuff, and I want to get your take on this, about the Hendrix problem. First of all, the White Sox, his relief ERA, is even after the last game he pitched, is 5.4. Then you go to Bummer at 7.36 if you need him. Lopez is at 4.9. So you got a problem in the bullpen that was supposed to be a strength.
Rich, you can't use bullpen ERA when those guys throw so few innings, and especially when it's early and the sample is so damn small. Now, they've had their issues, but I can't let you cite that number in good conscience here on Hit and Run. But continue. Good. Give me Kyle. Give me your Kyle phone.
Yeah. Well, first of all, just so you know, I also looked at WHIP. Walks and hits for inning pitch.
Uh-huh.
That's more of an indicator, right? How many guys you put on base?
Yep.
Per inning pitch. I'll go to Kyle. His ERA is a smooth 7.0. It was a 4.7 last year, and he just kind of gets ignored. It's kind of like, let's not talk about our ace that way. But how about this? Not only is it a 7 this year, I looked at the WHIP because I'm thinking, okay, what's he doing per inning? His WHIP is 2.1. He's putting two guys on an inning on base.
Yeah,
so that's not what you want.
Agreed.
Yeah, and the thing that's bailing the Sox out, and I love the Sox, don't get me wrong, I'm really rooting for them. I love watching slow pitch softball bats. These guys are just mashers, and given what's going on with the injuries and starting pitching, what are they scoring? They're averaging 6 or 7 runs a game, right? After 8 games.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Thanks for the call, Rich. Some good stuff in there. Yeah, Kyle Hendricks giving up a lot of base runners is a problem, is a major, major problem. Had a good start his first time around. Second time, not so good. We'll see what happens. He's a very specific kind of pitcher who must be 100% healthy, focused, on point, and mechanically sound. Perfectly mechanically sound. Or else his stuff sometimes does not play. It's a pretty good body of work at this point. So I am not going to turn my back on Kyle Hendricks just yet. But I understand your thought process and where you're coming from, Rich. Thanks for the call. This is Jim and Beecher on The Score. Hello, Jim. Jim. Hello, Jim. We'll put Jim on hold. Talk to Mike in Northbrook on Hit and Run. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. Real good, real good.
Excellent.
Long time Sox fan. So long that I was 9 years old. I attended the World Series in 1959 when the Sox played the Dodgers and saw guys like Duke Snyder that were still on the team and Gil Hodges and Danny Padres. So it's like, I mean, that's how long I go back with this team. But
love it.
I'm calling for a reason because the 6-2 start is great. But they are missing four major, major ball players, not fringe players. You know, like, these guys are going to be coming back. The two, you know, Lynn Giolito, Pollock and Moncada. They're going to be coming back. And it's almost scary. I have to tell you honestly, and I really study the game, I've never seen a White Sox lineup where 1 through 9 it is. I mean, pitchers have to be saying to themselves, when am I going to catch a break? Yeah. I mean, when you have to face that lineup, you can't pitch around a guy to get to somebody else in this lineup, which is really, I mean, even when you get down to 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup, it's, think about that one. I mean, the guys at 6 through 9 are solid, you know, guys with you know, when you're talking about, you know, I knew how good Harrison was, I mean, before they got him, and everybody, you know, oh, big deal, they got Harrison. This guy's a solid 275 hitter. Really good defensively. He made the All-Star team a couple times, and I remember him playing against, remember seeing him with Pittsburgh and Oakland.
Yep.
That was, and I knew he'd mesh really well with Timmy. But and now you got another thing. I don't think Jake Berger wants to give up his job. This guy looks, now here's a guy who was the number one draft pick. He had some injuries. No reason to believe that he won't be a terrific ball player. I don't think the guy wants to give his job up to Moncada when Moncada's healthy. When you have these kind of things going on, it's almost scary how good this team is. I'll leave it at that. Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. I'm glad you're enjoying it, man. Glad you've been a White Sox fan that long, and you're noticing it, and you're feeling it. There are a lot of good things, especially at the bottom end of that roster and that lineup. Leury García is not somebody who should be hitting 6 or 7. He should be hitting 9. When he's in the lineup, he should be hitting 9. That kind of thing drives me crazy when Tony La Russa does it. So when you say 6 through 9, I tend to go, yeah, but Leury's in there. But guess what? Andrew Vaughn is a big-time eventual major league hitter who is showing some really impressive signs of being a real good all-around hitter. Josh Harrison, I agree, as a contact guy, is just absolutely terrific. And yeah, Jake Berger's going to hit bombs. He's going to hit the ball very, very hard wherever he plays, for whatever team he plays for a long time. The question has been defensively, can he do enough? Can he find a way to stick as not just a backup third baseman or DH? He does not want to give up the job. Interesting decision will be whether it's him or Danny Mendick that gets sent away when Yoan Moncada comes back. And if Berger keeps hitting, then he's going to make that decision difficult. AJ Pollock is an absolute offensive stud. And when the time comes that the guy getting the fewest plate appearances of anybody on the roster is Leury García, that'll be a very, very good thing for the lineup. It's an exciting team. And you know what we haven't mentioned? Reese McGuire is a great defensive catcher. What a very, very good trade by Rick Hahn to get Reese McGuire, who does heavy lifting every time he is out there and is going to play a bunch and should. It's 670 The Score. One more segment with me, Matt Spiegel, taking your phone calls on the Cubs and the Sox, talking baseball on both sides of town, leading you up to the top of the hour right here on The Score.
The Score celebrates 30 years of Chicago sports radio.
It's the Rick Talender Show. Mike Mulligan and Doug Buffone here. Let's join in Lovie Smith, the Bears head coach. Lovie, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Hi, Lovie.
It's hard to turn down a running back when you get a chance to take one like Cedric Benson.
January 2nd, 2022, The Score's 30th birthday. Whether you're a day one listener or a brand new listener on the Odyssey app, big thanks to all of you from us, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Long may it live!
This Score 30th anniversary moment is presented by EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in home automation and audiovisual systems.
Meet Mike. Mike has his head stuck in the sand, ignoring the seepage problem in his basement. He should call U.S. Waterproofing instead.
U.S. Waterproofing?
Yep. They'll fix your seepage issues now, before the next storm hits.
The next storm?
Newsflash, Mike. It rains in Chicagoland. Schedule your free consultation today at uswaterproofing.com or call 800-US-WATER and enjoy no interest if paid in full in 1 year. U.S. Waterproofing. A better basement starts with us.
Truck drivers, are you looking for a career that offers more opportunities? Find out why Schneider stands above the others. In addition to offering the widest selection of home time options, Schneider's safety focus protects drivers. From advanced safety technology on all trucks to giving drivers complete control to determine when it's safe to drive, Schneider delivers. New to trucking? Schneider offers company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options to help you get started. Join a carrier that makes your safety its priority. Search driving jobs near you at SchneiderJobs.com.
The playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you get paid fast, faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with my promo code, LOHO, L-O-H-O. Again, that's promo code LOHO. And if you already have an account, you're all set. No sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. You must be 21 or older, present in Illinois. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's football legend Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
Do you like comfort? Of course you do. Everyone does. But if you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. You're missing out on the number one thing. Because with Arch Fit, Skechers created a whole new kind of comfort. They teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. ArchFit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel. And you say you have a passion for comfort but haven't tried them? That's like saying you're a sports fan but have never watched football. It makes no sense. So if you're the kind of person who claims to like comfort, stop what you're doing and try a pair of ArchFit exclusively from Skechers. Then you'll finally understand true comfort.
See all the styles of comfortable, machine-washable Arch Fit shoes now at Skechers.com.
Your happiest spring starts with Lowe's, because Spring Fest is happening now to help get you everything you need to celebrate the season. Come on into Lowe's and save on select appliances. Right now, you can get free basic install via rebate with purchase of select items $5.99 or more. We're celebrating spring with more fun and more savings. Create a season full of happiness at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Excludes Connecticut and Rhode Island. Appliance offer restrictions and other fees may apply. See store for details while supplies last.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Want you there, but tickets are on you. And he goes 102 to get a swing and a miss. Strike three on Freddie Freeman. Justin Turner leans back at 100. 10. 101 blown by Rios.
Oh, that's a great combination right there.
101 by him. Back-to-back K's, three strikeouts for Green, who has faced the minimum. A one. A two. Struck him out. Hunter Green is tossing a three-hitter against one of the better lineups, if not the best, in Major League Baseball. This is his second Major League start.
That is Hunter Green pitching right there. The call from the Reds broadcast team. Hunter Green grew up in Sherman Oaks, California, not far in the valley from Dodgers Stadium. So last night, his second major league start, the 22-year-old right-hander had a chance to pitch in front of a ton of family and friends. And because he grew up in Sherman Oaks and was a high school star, he had been in Dodger Stadium before, played in some All-Star games before, but He had a moment last night where he got teary-eyed. I think it was in the third inning and got choked up during the game as well. He walked off the mound during the sixth inning. But during his time on the mound, he threw 39 pitches at 100 miles an hour or more.
Like, what in the world, man? How?
39 times he hit triple digits. It's the most anybody has ever done in a single game. Previous mark by Jacob deGrom last June, who did it 33 times. And he's got a slider, he's got a changeup, but he also throws 102 or 101 or 100 or occasionally down at 99. Here's the thing, though. Trey Turner hit a two-run homer off of him in the sixth, and the Dodgers ended up winning the game. It's like, you can't just be a hard thrower. History is littered with hard throwers who still get beat from time to time. So he will learn how to fully pitch, but a big-time debut in his first start the other night, and then here in the second start, emotionally amped up at Dodger Stadium, 39 pitches at 100 or more.
Yeah, you're right. His development comes with those secondary pitches. That changeup, it looked pretty nasty a couple times yesterday. I'm excited to see what he can do when he gets that work in, the slider, if he can develop maybe a fourth pitch. The guy's got if he could develop an arsenal behind that 102, nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. So pretty cool stuff, pretty fun stuff. Lots of good stories going on around baseball, that is for sure. Let's hear from Tony La Russa talking about Michael Kopech. I mentioned at the very beginning of the show what a big moment it would be for the White Sox if Kopech can step up and do what he did yesterday, and that is, after a rough first inning, become very efficient and get through five. He retired the last 10 people he faced, including a strikeout, to finish the fifth. And afterwards, Kopech talked about just looking at the target, hitting the target. And boy, this is a big, big moment for the White Sox with everybody hurt if Kopech could step up and get it done. Here's Tony La Russa postgame about it.
You would have loved to have Michael go five before the game, and you know, might have looked in jeopardy there with that long first inning for him, but he looked really efficient out there. And how happy were you?
Even the first inning, they only got one. He could have gotten distracted and turned it into a crooked number inning. So I thought I was really pleased. And he just got better and better.
Talked before the game about, you know, looking at things like how the balls come out of their hands, stuff like that, for knowing when it was time to bring him out of the game. What did you see today? That
just, you know, five innings, you know, the velocity dropped a little bit. But that's just, you know, why send him out there for the sixth? And he had an outstanding game, and you know, let the reliever start off fresh, but that was far enough.
The growth that you saw from him from start one to start two as well.
Yeah, just you know, better command, stuff still good, still real good. And that's where we get the W.
It's Tony La Russa talking about Michael Kopech and more from that White Sox game. You know, it's going to be real interesting what happens with them. They've got Cease and Kopech stepping up and doing what they're doing. Then they are going to be healthy in terms of competitiveness until Giolito and Lynn come back. Let's go to the phone lines here on Hit and Run. Al is on the northwest side and is now on Hit and Run on the Score. Hello, Al. Good morning.
Hey, Matt, by the way, never stop doing
I won't.
I love that.
I won't. I promise.
Hey, listen, I don't understand something you mentioned earlier about the league trying to adapt to Suzuki.
Yeah.
Well, you pitch some guys inside, you pitch some guys. He doesn't swing at that stuff. you know what I mean? He doesn't buy us at that pitch on the outside of the plate. How do you attack that? You throwing it slower, a lesser spin rate?
Well,
that's all I have, Matt.
No, Al, you're good. Thanks, man. I love Baez as a verb. He doesn't Baez at that low outside slider. That's hilarious. No, that's the thing. That's what makes him special. What made him special in Japan is discipline, plate discipline. He doesn't swing at that stuff. But what I'm saying is they'll try to throw more off speed for strikes. They've been giving him a lot of velocity, and he's been killing velocity because they heard, like we did, that was going to be an issue. So I think they'll throw him more off speed in general for strikes and hope that combined with the off speed out of the zone will make him chase just a little bit more or will throw off his timing as he keeps sitting on velocity. He keeps thinking, all right, they're going to come back with 95, going to come back with 95, and they don't, and they throw him 83 or 87, and they'll hope that it messes up his timing. I'm just guessing as to what their adjustments are going to be, because nothing they're doing against him now is working. None of it. It's absolutely remarkable. Jack is in a car phone on 294 and is now on the score on Hit and Run. What's up, Jack? How are you?
Hey, Speaks. How you doing, man?
Wonderful.
Hey, you know, I wish I had the same enthusiasm for the Cubs that Mike in Northbrook has for the Sox. He makes Larry Garcia and Josh Harrison sound like the 27 Yankees.
Well, Josh Harrison's a good contact hitter. Larry Garcia, I'll agree with you. But go ahead on your Cubs, sir.
Yeah, you know, here's what I'm calling, though. You know, this Cubs rotation, man, it's just terrible. And I love Kyle Hendricks for what he did for this team, but I don't think he has it anymore. And I think Stroman can be pretty good, but, man, he talks as much as Jake Arrieta did, and he's got to show some results. I'm real worried about this rotation.
Yeah, I understand. And you'll see Drew Smyly today, who is, frankly, surprisingly decent his first time around. But, yeah, this is why they're not going to be an 85 or 90-win team. It's because that rotation, they don't have the horses there. They're figuring some things out. Now, I think Stroman will be fine. Stroman had a bad inning the other night. I think Stroman is a tactician, is super thoughtful on pitch design and stuff like that. And I think Stroman will figure things out and be okay once he gets away from Coors Field. I like Justin Steele. I like what we've seen so far. I hope that Hendricks bounces back. But other than that, yeah, there's a lot of issues. You need Wade Miley. You need Wade Miley, and Wade Miley's going to throw. I think it's from 120 feet Wade Miley's supposed to throw this weekend, and we'll see what happens after that. That is a guy who was a top three Cy Young finisher last year as a Cincinnati Red, and deservedly so, had a terrific season last year. So maybe you'll feel better. But this certainly, you've hit upon the soft underbelly of this roster, that's for damn sure. And it is at times very, very soft. Play Beat the Streak with me on the MLB Play app. I need to start a new streak today. I'm distressed at what Justin Verlander did to J.P. Crawford. I'm going to file a protest. He hit him in the seventh inning. There's no way that wasn't intentional. There's no chance. Verlander was afraid of my guy, J.P. Crawford. Anyway, every single morning on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts, you can listen to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. And I'll be back all week long, of course, on Parkins and Spiegel. Congrats to the Parkins family who had their second child, young Eli. Young Eli, I can report, going home from the hospital today.
That's
along
awesome.
With the family. And I am thrilled for Danny. Just absolutely thrilled for Danny and for Steph. And for Eli, too. The only problem for Eli is that now he's got to live with Danny. But, you know, I get through it.
Does Danny know how to change diapers?
Oh, I don't know. Yes. Yes, that answer's yes. He knows.
That's good.
He enjoys the full depth and breadth of the human parenthood experience, as we all should. Thank you to our guests on the show today. Jared Willis from CHGO. Thank you to Bruce Levine and Chris Kampko, who got us Camp Connected. Sean Sears, great job as always. Thank you so much. Coming up next on The Score, CBS Sports Radio. And then at 1:30, Cubs and Rockies. Right after the Cubs game, Bulls and Bucks. Pretty cool doubleheader this afternoon on The Score. Have a wonderful Sunday, everybody. Happy Easter to all. Happy Pesach to others. Happy Sunday to everyone. Have a great day.
Coming up later today, it's a Cubs and Bulls mega doubleheader on The Score. First, our coverage of Cubs and Rockies live from Denver starts at 1:35.
A home run! His second of the day. Suzuki has done it again.
Then, right after the Cubs game, the Bulls are back in the playoffs. We've got Chuck and Bill live from Milwaukee with Game 1 action. Tip off at 5:40.
Ball game over! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win!
Two games, mega action. Today starting at 1:35 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
In Metallica, before the first note is played, we know what we want.
To challenge the expected.
With people who share the same passion.
A new sound.
A new song.
A whiskey that redefines the category.
Blackened American whiskey.
Pushing the limits with those who've been here.
And those who join us to forge new directions.
From that first note to the one we haven't dreamed of yet.
Blackened. This is American Whiskey Remastered.
Blackened American Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Bottled by Sweet Amber Distilling Company, Columbus, Ohio. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Kenny Mayne reporting from a Caesars Sportsbook commercial. Caesars knows the way to your heart is food, so sign up with code RADIOEAT. Bet $50, and new users get a $250 Uber Eats gift card.
Must be 21 and physically present in Illinois. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wagers only that have minimum amounts of -$200. $250 gift card redemption code accepts to redeem gift card. Will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Save big money with 11% off your dream bathroom at Menards. We have over 2,000 tubs, showers, and doors available right now, including durable and easy to clean Sterling showers in a variety of sizes to fit your needs. Sterling's Clean Coat and Comfort Track technology options make Sterling bathroom products the smart choice. Start saving with 11% off everything at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, welcome to the neighborhood. You liking it so far?
Yeah, it's great. Wonderful location, beautiful parks, great internet.
Wait, the internet? Ours is terrible and so expensive. Always has been.
Not for me. I got T-Mobile 5G home internet. Super fast and reliable, and it took me less than 15 minutes to install.
That's it?
Yep, it's only $50 a month, and that includes the 5G gateway.
Wow, but what about extra fees or annual contracts?
Nope, I don't have any of that extra stuff with T-Mobile. They keep it simple.
Oh, this is huge. Our internet bill is more complicated than my son's calculus homework.
T-Mobile 5G home internet is here. Get up to 50% savings versus the national benchmark with fast, reliable Wi-Fi you can set up in 15 minutes. Just $50 a month with AutoPay. It's that simple. Check availability at T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi or call 1-833-TMO-HINT.
Availability limited for well-qualified customers. Regulatory fees included in price for qualified accounts. $5 more per month without autopay. Return gateway if canceling. Savings versus FCC urban broadband rate survey. See details.
Hey, it's Spiegs talking to you about FanDuel Sportsbook. It's the official partner of 670 The Score. This baseball season, why not turn K's into cash? Turn big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. All you have to do is sign up, place that first bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. I love betting on sports on FanDuel. You get paid fast. And ask for bets? Anything you want. Imagine it's completely and utterly risk-free up to $1,000. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using my promo code MATT to get started with your risk-free first bet up to $1,000. That's my promo code MATT. 21 plus and present in Illinois. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Very few things are impossible.
What? Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.